It's time again for another installation of Checkoff Chat. This is brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and of course our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Our goal, to make sure that you know how that money is being channeled to bring better returns to you on the farm and help consumers better understand what you do. Bob Mitchell can tell you all about it. He is a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, representing the state of Wisconsin on that national group. They just got done with one of their board meetings at a very successful convention down in Arizona with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now, Bob, first, let's start off. Tell me a little bit about your operation, Springside Creek. What do you raise? How many animals you're managing? How long have you been in the beef industry?
Spring Creek's cattle company consists of myself and my three sons. We're several hundred cows, seed stock, both limousine and Angus, cattle breeding operation, and Southwest Wisconsin, near where the Mississippi and the Wisconsin rivers meet. Mm-hmm. We do some cropping and some other things as well, but primarily a seed stock and feeder cattle type operation.
Gotcha.
And,
now,
that's what keeps us going.
Tell me a little bit about how long you've been on the Cattlemen's Beef Board and kind of getting a taste of what happens on the national scene on behalf of the state.
This is my second year of a three-year term as an appointee of the Secretary of Agriculture to the Beef Board, and you're allowed to have two consecutive three-year terms. So with luck, I perhaps could be there 6 years and represent the state of Wisconsin, which includes the dairy cattle and the beef cattle,
right,
in the checkoff board. So I'm very proud of that.
You like it then. What do you pick up from being involved in the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Bob?
Probably the biggest thing from the Beef Board is that the money spent there goes for promotion of beef products and research into more products and other issues such as safety from the animals and animal welfare through the safety to the plate. And the important thing there is that it's promotion and research. No funds of checkoff dollars can go to any kind of policy or political action. So mm-hmm. we're there spending that dollar to get it back to the guy that gives it to us. And studies currently show that for each dollar spent of checkoff money, it returns $11.20. So it's a lot of fun being a part of a program that returns money like that.
Boy, that is a nice ratio for sure. Did you hear anything on 2018 and the direction Cattlemen's Beef Board wants some of those checkoff dollars to go, Bob? Any new research, new cuts, new educational components that you want to tell us about?
One of the primary things that the Beef Board is working on is traceability, and this comes under safety. If you follow what's going on, our beef market is strong, the future looks good, and the future is in exports. Nothing will leave this country that isn't traceable. And that's very, very important. So we have to have a program that works for sure, and the important thing is that it's available to all of the checkoff payees or stakeholders. So we have to have something that works for everybody in order to increase market share and exports. Traceability is a big one. Maybe the second biggest one, I think, is antibiotic stewardship. And you'll find that this comes under safety, but there's an increasing effort to make sure that the antibiotics that we use aren't antibiotics that will affect or the use of which affects humans. And that's where a lot of the research dollars are spent. As time goes on, you'll see more and more effort put forth so that we will use antibiotics safely and with great care as far as having them available in the future.
Do you think the average beef producer in Wisconsin really understands how much their beef checkoff dollar is doing for them, Bob?
You know what? I don't think that very few people understand that, but it's documented, and I'm very proud to be a part of that And it's not a well-kept secret because we talk about it all the time, but it's pretty easy to see that dollar leave and wonder what you're getting for it, but mm-hmm. you're getting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice group of dedicated people that are trying to even make that figure larger.
Tell me a little bit about that group. You mentioned that it is a fairly large group when you get everybody around the table, but I've got to believe just the networking with other producers has its own benefits.
It's tremendous to work and be at the table with some very interesting people from all borders, north and south, east and west, different operations, different things that are important to them. But when they come into a meeting, everybody is there to protect the rights and the dollars that are entrusted to us. And it's pretty impressive to see how that all works. It's always a joy to sit down with a group to try to solve a problem and pick everybody else's brains and see things come together for a central objective.
Well, and like you pointed out, these research dollars, these investment dollars, they may not bring you answers or any particular returns in the first 6 months to a year. This is about cattlemen like you thinking long-term about the beef business, right?
Exactly. One of the neat things I think you'll find, again, going back to antibiotic stewardship and using them responsibly, is that there's no more research done today on smoking. And we know that's going to happen if you smoke, so we don't have to study it anymore. Antibiotic stewardship and wise use of antibiotics, both by the health community and the animal livestock people, will probably replace smoking as one of the most important topics we face going forward. Because if you have a problem and you can't use a certain kind of drug, you got a bigger problem. It's a fascinating world. I'm pleased to be a part of the discussion there.
Boy, that is a big topic and a big arena, like you said. We mentioned earlier, Bob, that you want to point out you're not just representing the cow-calf operators, the beef breeds per se. You're representing an awful lot of the dairy industry. They need to stay engaged with you on that Cattlemen's Beef Board.
It's a very important thing, and I know that, and I've lived in Wisconsin all my life, my family, for generations, and I know the importance of the dairy industry, and everything that leaves the farm and enters the food chain goes through the beef chain. And that's a very important part of it. And I think the dairymen obviously understand that. We're trying to add value to everything that goes in there. And it's an important part of what we do. We're all in this together. You get the hide off of them, they're red, and away we go. So it's an important part.
Very good point. Once you get that skin off, it's all beef. Very good. Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate that you're representing the state on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. When's the next opportunity that you're going to get together with other members and discuss the future of 2018?
I'm very pleased to not only just serve on the board, but serve on the operating committee, which is 10 members that actually do the dispersing of the funds, and we'll meet again in March, and then again actually as part of NCBA in July.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
it's a little bit of a time-consuming thing, but it's worth every minute.
Well, we're glad you're doing it. Appreciate that, Bob. Bob Mitchell along with us. He is with Spring Creek Beef, and like he said, in southwest Wisconsin. He's been in Wisconsin his entire life, and now, as you can tell, finding his real reward serving on behalf of Wisconsin's beef and dairy industry on the Cattlemen's Beef Board and bringing that checkoff message back to you. Bob Mitchell, our guest today. The Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that includes you. And of course, our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. I'm Pam Yonke.